Masechet Chayim Perek Tes, Mishnah Hay, Meichrei Ksuv, Meichrei Kedarka. People that sell clothing, and some of the clothing that they sell, is Chayim, is made from both linen and wool, and they're selling some of their clothing to Goyim. They're allowed to sell the clothing in the normal way. And the normal way to sell clothing is that sometimes the seller will put on the clothing himself to show the potential buyer what it looks like and what the size is. And even though some of the clothing is Chayim, they're allowed to put on the clothing that's Chayim. As long as when they put on the clothing that's Chayim, they don't intend to benefit from the clothing. If it's sunny outside and they're putting on the clothing outside, they don't intend to benefit from the clothing that it should protect them from the sun. And if it's raining outside, when they put on the clothing that's Chayim, they don't intend to benefit from the clothing that it should protect them from the rain. And since they're not getting any benefit from the clothing, it's not also to put on the clothing, even though it's Chayim. And that which the Torah forbids us to put on Chayim, that's only that we're not allowed to benefit from the clothing that is Chayim. But if we don't benefit from the clothing at all, then there would be no issur to put on the clothing. So therefore, since the seller is not intending to benefit from the clothing, he only wants to put it on to show the potential buyer what it looks like. In such a case, it's mutter to put the clothing that's Chayim on. And even though there might be some benefit memela from the clothing, meaning to say that even though he didn't put on the clothing in order to benefit from it, but since it's sunny or raining outside, he would memela benefit from the clothing when he puts it on it that would protect him from the sun or the rain. But since that wasn't his intention, he didn't intend to benefit from the clothing. So that's considered a davar she'eino miskaven, something he didn't intend to do. He didn't intend to benefit from the clothing. So even if there is some benefit memela, there would be no iser, as a davar she'eino miskaven is mutter. Anytime somebody does an iser, but he was not mechaven for that iser, that would be mutter. So in this case, since he did not intend to benefit from the clothing, even though his client is allowed to put it on to show the buyer what it looks like. With those that are snuam were people who were very, very careful not to be over anything that even looks like an avera. So therefore, even though it's actually mutter to put on the clothing that's Chayim, since you're only putting it on to show the potential buyer what it looks like, but the people that are snuam that are very, very careful not to do something that might even look like it's avera, they wouldn't put it on when they sell their clothing. Instead, they would hang it on a stick. They would put a stick on their shoulders and have the clothing that they're trying to sell hang from the edge of the stick, and that way the clothing doesn't come into contact with their shoulder at all. Since they are very careful not to be over anything that looks like an avera, they would not put on the clothing. Instead, they would hang it on a stick that's on their shoulders. Second client paratest mission above, typhrink soot, typhrink kedarka. People that sew clothing, even if they're selling clothing that's client, they can sew the clothing in the normal way. Meaning to say, they can put the clothing on their lap while they're sewing it. Even though it's forbidden to put Chayim on your lap, and just like you're not allowed to wear Chayim, you're also not allowed to put it on you. And when you put the Chayim on, you use it as a blanket, or you put it on your shoulder, on your lap, you're benefiting from the Chayim. Even so, they're allowed to put the clothing on their lap while they're sewing it. As long as when they're sewing the Chayim and they have it on their lap, they don't intend to benefit from the Chayim. If it's sunny outside and they're sewing outside, they shouldn't intend to benefit to have that clothing protect them from the sun. Or if it's raining outside, they shouldn't intend to have the clothing protect them from the rain. And even though it's also to put Chayim on your lap, but in this case, it's a davar she'eino miskaven. They didn't put it on their lap to benefit from it. They put it on their lap simply to sew it. So even if they do have some benefit from it, memela, and since it's on their lap and it's sunny outside or raining outside, it will protect them even though they don't intend to put it on their lap for that reason. But it's a davar she'eino miskaven. It's something they didn't intend to do. And when you do an iser but you didn't intend to do it, in such a case, it's not aser. Davar she'eino miskaven is mutter. Something you don't intend to do is mutter. So in this case, even though the Chayim is on their lap, they're benefiting from it as it's protecting them from the sun or from the rain, but since they didn't put it on their lap for that reason, it's a davar she'eino miskaven, and it's mutter. Ba'atznuim toifrim ba'aretz. But the tznuim, people are very careful not to do anything that even looks like an iser. They would not sew the Chayim on their lap. Instead, they would put the Chayim on the ground and sew it on the ground. That way, the Chayim is not coming into contact with them. And they're not doing something that even looks like an Isser.